KCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's number one Jewish program.
What are we gonna do with our children? What are we gonna do to show we care? How are we gonna be there for our children when they feel that life has just not been that fair?
Good evening and welcome back to Mask's weekly radio show on Family Matters. Mask, mothers and fathers aligned, saving kids. We are in our 22nd year. Over 50,000 families have participated in our programs. We got referrals, attended events, and we would like, if anyone knows somebody out there struggling with any mental health issues, including addictions, give them our confidential number, whether it's for yourself, a friend, a neighbor, someone you sit next to in shul, our confidential, anonymous helpline number from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day, including Friday until an hour before Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos until 11 p.m., all day Sunday, 10 to 10, our number, 718-758-0400. We can give you referrals, whether it's for a therapist, for a rehab, for a mental health training, which I'd like to talk about. Thrive New York City is going to be doing a mental health training with MASK, and we are going to be offering it in people's homes. Get together 5-6 parents who want to take the course. It's basically like getting your CPR for mental health. It is an 8-hour workshop that could be divided into 4-hour program days. So if anyone is interested in getting, in attending a CPR for mental health, 4 hours, 2 different days, please call MASK and register. It is free. And we want to thank Mayor Bill de Blasio, Shalane McRae, the First Lady, for offering it through Thrive New York City. So let's get everybody trained. So if you're faced at work or in your family or in the community or in shul with somebody struggling, you will be able to help them out. It's a great training. Wonderful program, and I recommend that everyone takes the course. So if anyone wants to register, again, feel free, call the MASK helpline, and we will sign you up. 718-758-0400. Tonight, I have with us a very special guest. All my guests actually are very special, but the reason that I say very special is simply because their mission and MASK's mission are, we are on the same page. We have with us tonight Project Proactive, Rebecca Shapiro, the co-founder of Project Proactive. And I would like to welcome you on tonight, Rebecca. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks so much for having us. It's such an honor.
So, Rebecca, not everyone knows what Project Proactive is, and I'd like to start out by talking about tonight's topic is to talk about stigma. And it's important that we all recognize that some of us are on computers and many of us don't go on to computers. But there is a social platform called Instagram, and that is where Rebecca Shapiro comes in with Shoshana Miller that built up Project Proactive. And I am going to ask you, Rebecca, if you can talk to my listeners about what is Project Proactive?
I'd be happy to tell you, but first I just want to thank you so much for having us, and I'm so excited to be able to partner with you, and hopefully we'll share a little bit more about Mask on Project Proactive so that our followers could learn more about it and, you know, share, you know, your helpline and a little bit about what you do. So Project Proactive started when Shoshana was working for an organization called Hope for the Day. And they're in Chicago area, and they work to break the stigmas around mental health in hopes for suicide prevention. And Shoshana realized that there weren't really that many social media accounts that utilize a similar youthful model. And we're noticing, and so I do communications and marketing and in my regular job, I'm a consultant, and Shoshana approached me to work with her on this project, and we basically just give a little bit of time a day to this project as volunteers to try to raise awareness and break stigmas in the Jewish community, because really, and I mean, we do have followers who aren't Jewish, but we really felt that it was something that people struggle more when there's stigma, because they feel embarrassed to get help, and they, you know, they feel shamed or embarrassed about it. But what people don't realize is that it's normal, and so many people are struggling with different types of things that they try to hide, and some people are just better at hiding it. But every Jewish community has
struggles.
Issues. Yeah, like
right,
yeah,
right, absolutely. And both Project Proactive and Mask and several newer organizations are working towards reducing stigma, and mm-hmm. and Thrive New York City, of course, through the mayor's office. And we all need to recognize we are a community, and many a time we stigmatize people in, you know, that are different than us. And we all need to work on reducing stigma, on eradicating stigma, on making that shift of, like you said, you know, everyone's the same. Everyone struggles with people with diabetes, people with mental health issues, people with addiction, people mm-hmm. with any physical and mental ailments. And we need to all as a community work hard to make it okay to support people with these challenges, to make it okay to engage with them, to make it okay to talk to them, to give them hope. And at Mask, I just want to say is that, you know, we have groups, we have WhatsApp groups, we have groups that parents go to that are facilitated by therapists. We have many different programs in schools, trainings, and all these programs, when we have parents and we invite parents, I just want my listeners to know that parents are so brave today. We have hundreds and hundreds that have come out, taken off their mask, and are dealing with whatever issues they may be facing with themselves or their loved ones in the mental health area of discussion. Just recently, I attended a Shabbaton where I was asked to present as well, and there were over 500 from religious, from the right wing to the center to the left, of wonderful, brave, courageous parents that attended from Friday until Sunday early evening, and it was just amazing. The support, the chizuk, the speeches, it was just a weekend of chizuk, similar to what we do at Mask when we have our chizuk Shabbaton, and just, they did it in a hotel. It was huge. It was wonderful, and everybody walked around, you know, caring for each other, open about their issues, and it was amazing. So I think it's so important that we give strength, we give hope to people. And by, I know I listen to Project Proactive, your Monday night. I follow you on Instagram always. I recommend parents to follow you guys. And I think it's important that you tell my listeners a little bit what is Project Proactive Monday night's program, and what are the benefits about following you? Please.
Okay, so that's a great question. So really it's about community. A lot of times you hear complaints about social media being, you know, a place where people start to feel bad about themselves. There's influencers, and there's, I'm not skinny, so I can't relate to them, and I'm not, you know, and you know, these people are happy, and I'm miserable. Like, there's so many people who are afraid of social media. And one of the first Mental Health Monday Lives we did, actually, the first one we did was with Rachel Tachman, and it was on defining mental illness. What's the difference between mental illness and mental health? And that was a really great one. And then the second one we did, I might be wrong, but Shimi Adar and Muffins and Mom's Parenting, we kind of did a little bit of a drop the phone campaign and urging people to clean up their social media account, to fill it with positivity and growth and meeting and work together to kind of build community within the social arena. And that's pretty much Project Proactive is about drawing from all of the brilliance out there, and, you know, identifying organizations such as yours in order to help build up your presence. It's totally volunteer driven. So we have no hidden agenda. We just want to highlight, like amazing organizations like Mask who people might not be able to find otherwise, because the new demographic is on, you know,
social media.
The newer demographic is on social media. They're not looking necessarily at websites, and they're not, you know, the culture is totally shifted. So we're really trying to help organizations such as Mask stay current and connect them with followers and other people that are like-minded. You'll find tons of people like that. And we have, I've grown to really appreciate and love so many accounts for their authenticity and their raw support. It's become a positive place instead of like a place of insecurity. And I really encourage anyone who is on social media to clean up their accounts and fill it with positive, empowering accounts. And hopefully Mask is coming
into being. We are indeed. We're on the way already. I'm not telling anyone how old we are here, but we have gotten many requests, actually, to go on to social media. Some agree with it and some don't. So, again, I will say this conversation is for those that want to go on to social media. We are not saying it's okay or not okay for somebody. Everyone needs to decide for themselves what their family thereof chooses, you know, for them. But being that we are from a point of making sure to reach everyone out there in the FRM community, we are on social media right now. We are starting to be have more of a presence. And the idea is, of course, to get, like you said, to get the information out there for parents, for anybody that's dealing with it. You know, I often tell everyone on the radio, when I started MASC, I started it really, it was only for addictions at the time, 22 years ago. And now, you know, the past 12 years, we unraveled it to prevention, and the past 12 years, we work mainly on prevention. We're in the elementary schools. We have therapists in the schools. We do trainings. This Sunday, I'd like to announce, actually, is for in-school therapists. Anyone know an in-school therapist or a, whether it's a social worker, whether it's a psychologist, you're working in a school, we are having a program this Sunday. Go on to nefeshinternational.org, and it is advertised there, and there are CEU credits. So, you know, follow up, go online, give MASC a call. We can get you registered. So I'm just saying that it's important to do trainings for professionals, for schools, for camp directors and counselors, and all our trainings are with professionals. So that's very important that we all, both Project Proactive and MASC, use professionals. They need to be licensed. They need to be supervised. We want to make sure we get that message out there.
Yes,
I do want to talk a little bit about, you know, Project Proactive is about stigma, but I want my listeners to realize stigma could mean mental health. Stigma could be the effects of abuse, of divorce, you know, recovery. Stigma could be, are you 35 and single? Stigma can be so many different areas. We have stigma, and it's so important that we give families hope to normalize the conversations, whether it's at a Shabbos table, whether it's, you know, in the community. I wanted you to give my listeners some ideas about how they themselves could walk away this evening after listening to our show, Rebecca, and know how to help destigmatize in our community, please.
So that's a really, that is a very amazing question, which I have a very long-winded answer, so I'm going to try to shorten it a little bit. But I think at what you were saying about you know, talking about it at the Shabbos table, talking about it in front of your kids, that making it, as you pointed out, there's stigma around mental health the same way, even more than there is around certain physical ailments, and that they should be able to be talked about openly as one and the same. There shouldn't be, you know, there's, I'm on these, like, Tehillim WhatsApp groups, and you know, people post all the time, like, daven for so-and-so about their physical illness, but nobody's going to, nobody's going to put their names out there for mental illness. It's not talked about, but the idea behind all of this is that we shouldn't keep our heads in the sand, and we should, like, we shouldn't assume things aren't happening, and we should just, you know, I walked into my kids' yeshiva when they were having when my oldest was having his interview, and I spoke to the principal about their social media and their smartphone policy. And so most of the, when we had the interview, their policy was that they were monitoring it, but that it wasn't banned. And then they kind of went with the crowd a little bit, and they started, 1 year in, started banning smartphones. And I was really upset about that because our kids need to, if they see us with a smartphone, we need to be able to, we can't be two-faced. We have to be able to talk to them, like what makes us different than them, right? So we need to be able to have these open dialogues. Well, you know, these things are out there, and prepare your kids and share stories that you would be, like, being uncomfortable is okay. And learning how to talk to them. I just wrote an article for Nashi Magazine about talking to your kids about difficult topics. That helps to break the stigma, to
absolutely
be able. So, I think I just kind of talked in circles a little bit, but
No. It's two things I want to say. You mentioned about the Tehillim group and giving out names. So, just for my listeners to note that at MASC, we have a Tehillim exchange where a parent calls MASC, gives the name of their child, we give them a name to daven for, and we give their child's name to another parent. So there is a telling you daven for me, I'll daven for you exchange, number one. But also, the message really is, like you said about on the Shabbos table, we must start talking about it's okay not to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. And the more we talk about it, and the more we engage in conversation in general about working towards stigma-free, the more we're going to be able to make that shift in the FRM community. We're only going to be able to make it if we talk about it. And our attitude is so important. Dr. Tversky always says attitude is crucial, that we must watch the influences of our children's lives, but we must also know that if a school says, get your child evaluated, put your child on medicine, they're ADHD, they're not doing well, they're in fourth grade, don't take that lightly. I'm not selling meds. I'm just saying, go and have a conversation with professionals to explore whatever option you or your family may decide to take for your loved one. But don't ignore it, because the teachers are with the children. Yes, there are a lot of people that say, well, the teacher can handle the class. You know what? Times, you may be right, but teachers see what we sometimes as parents shut our eyes to or in denial, and they really see it from a very young age. So it's important for prevention that we look at those red flags and listen and see and try and explore it in a way without stigma attached, so that we then could save a lot of families from a lot of pain. What did you want to add, please?
I have something new now that you just, you just keep saying amazing things, and it makes me think.
Good. That's what we're here to do. We're here to have the conversation.
I think that the most incredible thing that you could do for your kids is to model growth. So when your kids see that your interaction with social media is positive, and you're sharing things with them, and you're sending them positive messages, that's how they're going to associate. And when you're constantly working on yourself, and you're working on your executive function skills, and you're not opposed to going to therapy, and you're not opposed to being wrong, and you're not, you know, and you're actively engaged in that growth process, and you're reading books about it, and your kids will see that, and they're going to, they pick that up.
Absolutely. And I do want to bring up one more thing before we get ready to close up. I can go on with you for hours, probably. But
probably.
I do want to bring up that many times people are very fearful to talk about things because of shidduchim. And, you know, they need their child to get married, etc. And you know what? It is an issue that could be painful for many family members, but people that don't tell something and then they, you know, get married and they find out about it after, and that is a bigger issue. So it's important that, you know, the Rabbanim are recommending when to disclose the information, etc. Everyone their own rabbi, of course. But we really, really just need to talk. We all need to talk because our kids are listening. And we need to know our neighbors and our friends. We need to start the discussion. So what is a message you'd like to leave my listeners with?
So if you search project_...
On Instagram, yes. Sorry, yeah, I was trying to figure out how you describe it.
We actually just also started Facebook because there's a little bit of an older demographic on Facebook. Instagram...
Right.
Is a little bit of a younger demographic.
Right.
So we just started it. It's just in the growth process. Everyone's in the growth. We're
absolutely,
you know, we're slowly growing. But I really think that the message is that we have to be the change and
right.
that we want to see, and we need to model, and we need to work together as a community, and we're better together.
Absolutely.
Like, we're better if each organization and therapist and if we all band together as a community, we can only win. We don't need to change
with each other and shift the community to change. Absolutely. So let me just say it again. It's called Project Proactive. I'd like to thank you for being on again, Rebecca, and please thank the founder as well, Shoshana Miller. And anyone that's interested to go on to social media, Project Proactive, or call MASK, 718-758-0400, and check out our page as well, MASK Parents, MASK Inc. Please give out our number, get the conversation, this Shabbos, talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's this weekend. Thrive New York City is a weekend of faith. And they want everybody talking, community leaders and everyone talking in the shuls and everywhere about mental health. So if you can talk to even one person about mental health this weekend, then we're already on the road of reducing stigma. Thank you, Rebecca, for being on. Hope to have you on again very soon.
Thank you so much.
Sure.
For everything that you do, it's amazing, and I can't wait to help your Instagram page grow.
Thank you. And I want to wish everybody a wonderful evening, a beautiful Shabbos, and remember, always hang in, hold on, and hug tight. Thank you, and have a good evening.
Flying to Israel, then fly into savings with Global Rewards from Global Tours. With Global Tours, you'll travel with the comfort of knowing you're getting personalized service as well as the lowest rates, as they are the same or lower as you'll find online. You'll also get a $50 gift card with the merchant of your choice for every $1,000 or more ticket purchased on flights to Israel. Imagine, if you buy 7 tickets, you'll get up to $350 worth of gift cards, a terrific bonus in savings. On a business flight, that could amount to a $200 gift card per ticket. Global Tours also takes care of hotels, car rentals, and travel insurance. Listen to this. On travel insurance, you only pay for adults 18 years or older. There is no charge for kids, no matter how many children you have. Take advantage of Global Tours' Global Rewards program of a $50 gift card for every ticket to Israel, $1,000 or more. Call 877-C-TEL-AVIV and use the code TALKLINE2019. That's 877-C-TEL-AVIV. Some restrictions may apply.
TCN, Talk Line Communications Network Radio, America's #1 Jewish program.